This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be so. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you guys all for joining us. So this was expected. The U.S. would make their own COVID strain. That's, we don't borrow from everybody. We might have done the whole borrowing thing, you know, when we seceded from Great Britain and we decided to be our own country, and maybe we borrowed some things, but we kind of do our own thing, right? You know, this is America, okay? You know, we don't need your COVID virus. We could make our own, and we could make one even better. So apparently, we are being told that we have two new U.S. strains. I still think this is an underestimation. I'm not worried about it, and I'll tell you guys why. I think we could be calm. But there has been two mutant strains, U.S.-born COVID strains that have emerged in Ohio. In fact, one of them gets to be called the Columbus strain. Now, I don't know if the Columbus strain is going to get canceled. You know, everybody's been canceling Columbus, right? With everything that happened with, you know, him coming to America. But the Columbus, Ohio strain is a new variant that apparently became the dominant strain since, I believe, the end of December to early January over the last few weeks. And Ohio State University researchers have kind of called the alarm, sounded the alarm, and now the CDC is investigating. Now, if you guys remember, last week, Deborah Birx, through the White House Task Force, and I thought she had left the White House Task Force, but this might have been like an earlier report, and said, look, there's a U.S. strain emerging, and everybody blew them off because it was the White House. You know, if the White House says something, everyone's like, oh, it's associated with Trump. You know, we can't believe it. So the CDC had come out saying, no, there's no evidence. Right? You know, but we had just spoken on the show going, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, at least now it's on the radar. Whether anybody wants to believe the White House task force or not, at least now it's on the radar that there could be a U.S. strain. So now when Ohio State University says, guys, yeah, we have two strains that I think are brand spanking new to the U.S., then everybody's listening. So that's how you got to get things done, I guess, right? You know, it has to be non-White House related. Or if you want to get things done, like we're seeing in Congress all of a sudden, lickety-split, you have to relate it to impeaching Trump. Then things get done. But let's get back to the virus and the news two strains. So these new strains of COVID, one is very similar to the UK strain, the B1117, and the mutation, the N501Y mutation, very similar. But this is what I find really intriguing. The second Ohio State University found strain, which is called the Columbus strain, has three mutations. These three mutations still involve the spike protein, but rather than one mutation or a major mutation, they found three. Now, if this virus is going to be mutating all over the place, right, it's going to make it a little harder for us to use our monoclonal antibody treatments that we've been using to fight COVID early on. It's going to make it a little harder to use our convalescent plasma because, you know, people who are donating plasma might have had the older COVID. And then, of course, we're a little concerned about how efficacious our vaccines are going to be. But we're being told that the vaccine should be fine, that the vaccine should be good, where the vaccines that are targeting, our current vaccines, the Pfizer and the Moderna, are helping our body create the spike protein that is of the original COVID, so that our body recognizes it. They believe it's generalized enough to handle any subtle mutations. This new sucker having three mutations is intriguing. Now, we're being told it's not any more lethal than the previous COVID that scared the hell out of us, and still highly contagious, maybe even more contagious, but not supposed to be as lethal. It's just, can this be problematic? And, you know, people are asking, they're like, I don't get it. What are these mutations with spike proteins? How are these viruses not just mutating to where they just die? Well, a lot of things do. They'll evolve, and they'll just evolve and unfortunately put themselves at risk of extinction, which I think we humans are doing, but that's a different subject for a different day. In terms of COVID, however, I think of it like a key, all right, the spike protein thing. So the virus needs a spike protein to get into the cell. So it has the key, and then there has to be a keyhole, okay, right, like the gatekeeper, the keymaster, okay? If the key is rusty and kind of dull and a little disfigured, the key might get in, but then those key babies, the baby keys that that key later makes within the host cell, are going to probably also be a little bit of a pain in the butt. If you got a key in there that just kind of tweaked it where it's sharp, and it gets to slide right in, and it learns to slide right in, those babies of that key are going to still pretty much be nice and sharp and shiny. I love, like, brand new keys. You guys ever get a brand new key, and then you see them blow off the key dust, you know, and it's nice and, like, shiny and sharp? I mean, now my keys are all old and ratty and dulled, you know, and not as crisp, but a brand new key is nice and crisp. So if the virus has figured out how to get itself into that keyhole nice and crisp, then its progeny, if it maintains those genes, will have that crispness. And that's what we think could be going on. Currently now the CDC is like, oh yeah, we're going to investigate it. I'm sure they investigated when the White House brought it up, but, you know, we knew this would happen. And the reason why I say I still think it's an underestimation is I wouldn't be surprised if we had another sort of, you know, U.S. strain being grown in California or in New York or, you know, I mean, right now the government is like, look, we need samples. So if somebody gets diagnosed with COVID, we need samples to see what strain this is. Well, what's happening? People with COVID are a lot of times calling telemedicine, going, yeah, I need a work note. I don't feel well, and, you know, it's not that bad, and I don't want to go to the urgent care because I'll get more sick. So just write me a work note because I have COVID. And I'm like, okay, well, we'd like you to get tested. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And they might never get tested. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, that we don't have more strains. But right now, we don't want anybody to panic. You know, the U.S. is a big country. We have more people than, you know, the U.K. So it's no wonder that we might have allowed a mutation to happen as we've been spreading COVID. All right? Taking your calls and your questions at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we got some good news today, and it's about time we get some good news because this has been a real, real crazy last 12 months. And we are being told that cancer rates have dropped. Ooh, yeah, yee-haw. Cancer rates dropping. We're doing good. People immediately are looking at this headline going, you see, we needed to wear the mask. The mask stopped cancer. Well, everybody kind of hold the phone, all right? The numbers that have dropped are of 2018. Okay, we have no idea what the pandemic has done in terms of cancer rates. But what it does mean is we were doing something right prior to the pandemic. And if we could get that back, we could still be doing pretty good. Now, the way the media makes it look, that nothing else has happened except COVID. And, you know, maybe Trump and insurrections and things like that. You know, I mean, the media hasn't really covered a lot of the other medical news, even though we've heard Dan Bongino possibly had lymphoma, Jeff Bridges had lymphoma. The guy from Saved by the Bell. Dustin Diamond? We're being told that he might have cancer. He actually was just hospitalized in Florida. He's the one that played Screech on Saved by the Bell. From what we understand, he's getting a biopsy in a hospital in Florida. We don't know what's going on yet, and we'll let you know. Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy. Siegfried, from what we understand, is currently battling pancreatic cancer. We've been told that he is at his home here in Vegas, where I live. I live in Vegas. Possibly having home hospice after undergoing a 12-hour surgery for pancreatic cancer. So, as far as we're told, it sounds like cancer is pretty still common and still with us. But we do have some good news. So, cancer death rates in the United States hit a record 2.4% decrease in 2018, making it the second year in a row and contributing to a 31% drop in cancer diagnoses since 1990, according to the American Cancer Society. So what does that mean? That means since 1990, since I went to college, since I went to medical school, since I graduated medical school and I got to join the doctors and the way I was trained, we did something right. We started to help battle cancer. And our campaigns to help stop smoking, to get people off tobacco, have worked. Alright, lung cancer was a biggie. It still is a biggie. Still the number one cancer out there. And the way we've started to battle that is getting people off smoking. Now, realize that some of these 2018 numbers, and this is why I brought up me and some of my fellow graduates who graduated during the pre-Obamacare days, we were test runners. Alright, we were trained to not miss a cancer. We were trained to hunt for the cancer. Somebody has jaundice, and, you know, yellowing of the skin and eyes, but no real abdominal pain, we better look for pancreatic cancer. A woman has bloating, and, you know, she doesn't think it's because, you know, she ate a lot of beans, might be ovarian cancer. So we were told, and still, medical students are taught that, but we were told, you know, you miss a test, you get sued, and you lose your whole practice and your house and your kids' college education, like that. So you better not miss anything, because failure to diagnose is knocking doctors out. So, by the year 2000, doctors like myself, you know, somebody had a headache, horrible headache, said it was the worst headache of their lives, I would run a CAT scan on them. One had bilateral subdural hematomas. I've never diagnosed that in my life. But the guy had headaches. I wanted to make sure he was going to live. I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to miss a bleed. And I caught it. And so having a bunch of those stories where, you know, doctors are like, well, thank God I ran the test. We ran a lot of tests. Well, then what happened is it was costing too much. Insurance companies were like, we can't pay for all this. Right? Obamacare came, insurance companies shifted a lot of the spending on the consumer. So now the consumer had big deductibles. So when the doctor said, you know, we got to order an MRI. I don't know why your arms are going numb. No, because I'll have to pay out of pocket. So I am a little worried that some of these numbers might be temporarily high or temporarily stopping. So I should say the cancer rate drop percentages might be higher and optimistically high, but artificially high because, again, the way we did things is we tried to catch cancer early. You got your mammograms. You were getting baseline mammograms, right? A baseline at age 35. Then you would start getting mammograms at age 40 every 2 years, and then at age 50 you'd get it every year. And then we were starting to do ultrasounds with every mammogram. No, they've changed that. They don't want you to start doing screening mammograms until you're 50, unless, of course, there's a problem or you're at higher risk. So we've done things differently. We've changed the rules, right, over the last 10 years. So it wouldn't surprise me that some of these numbers, or now remember, these were cancer death rates that have dropped, which is fantastic. But in terms of numbers of people with cancer, we still have high numbers. So we're being told that the American Cancer Society projects 608,570 cancer deaths in 2021, nearly 1.9 million new diagnoses, or 5,200 new cases daily. So that's more than what we're seeing with COVID. But these estimates are not taking effects, taking into account the COVID pandemic. So if somebody doesn't want to get a mammogram, I mean, I'm going to be due for my mammogram this spring. Am I going to go? Probably. You know, but, you know, what if I feel sick? What if, you know, I get the vaccine and I'm still waiting for the second shot, or the second shot gets delayed and I think I have COVID? Then if I think I have COVID, I'm not going to go and get my mammogram. You know, and then once you skip a mammogram appointment, it's really easy to skip the next one. You know, you're like, I'm going to pass. Mammograms aren't very fun. We've spoken about that. So a lot of people have kind of realized, wait a second, my doctor was on me for every 3 months coming in for a blood pressure check or a diabetes check, and my doctor was on me to do it. And now the doctor's like, you know what, with COVID, I can't see you. So people translate that into, I don't have to see my doctor. Well, you do have to still take care of your health. Just because there's COVID doesn't mean any of the guidelines or the recommendations, you know, all of a sudden go out the window. My guess is we are going to modify them. All of a sudden now we're doing medicine over the phone. We're not even examining patients, and we're treating patients over the phone. Many ailments we can, but are we, you know, doing pelvic exams? Are we doing skin cancer screens? You know, are we doing a lot of the things we did? You know, when I would examine you, or you would come in for your birth control, or you would come in for your blood pressure medicine, I would be looking at your back. I would be looking at your skin, seeing if I see any abnormal moles, going, you know what, you might want the dermatologist to handle that one. Or I would remove it. So, I think we have some great, great news with cancer rates dropping, and I think the most credit goes to us cutting back on smoking. However, looking around the world, and especially our country, seeing obesity go up, seeing people do a lot of takeout. Remember how good we were doing getting people off takeout and fast food? Now, I mean, oh my gosh, I have never seen, these places are lit, they are just popping, because people don't want to be around other people, so they're going through the drive-thru. I had McDonald's last night. This was probably maybe the second time this year I've had, no, this is the first time this year I've had McDonald's. And I've been, and I like McDonald's, I mean, it's tasty, but I've been trying to avoid fast food. But again, we didn't want to go into a restaurant, we wanted to avoid others, so we went through the drive-thru. I thought we were trying to get away from, you know, processed foods. We're supposed to cook. Well, if you cook, you need groceries. And if you don't have a grocery delivery system, you need to then go and out and get groceries. So I predict we're going to have more hypertension because people are eating more salty takeout. I predict we're going to have more diabetes. I predict we're going to have more obesity, which we've seen because people have gained weight, unless those people that got the Peloton. And so I predict, therefore, we are going to have more maladies and, unfortunately, cancer-related diagnoses. So, you know, what do you do to prevent cancer? Well, keep a good weight. Try to avoid getting diabetes. Try to avoid too much sun without protecting your skin. Make sure you're doing your regular screens, you know, like your prostate exam, your pelvic exams, you know, your mammograms, your colonoscopies. We've spoken about those. And, you know, make sure you're still in contact with a medical provider. But for those of you that have been using telemedicine for the last year, and I'm grateful that you do, you know, realize that didn't really get you out of the regular screens that we usually would do in person. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, oh boy.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives is continuing to debate a second impeachment of President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying she has the votes to impeach the president for the second time. The California Democrat calling the impeachment heartbreaking but necessary.
Those insurrectionists were not patriots. They were not part of a political base to be catered to and managed. They were domestic terrorists. And justice must prevail.
Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio is urging President-elect Joe Biden to bridge a partisan divide in Washington and push Congress to adapt a narrow bill that would deliver $2,000 stimulus checks rather than pad relief legislation with unrelated issues. The Democratic caucus agreeing with Rubio but also saying they want to include more aid to state and local governments. You're listening to USA Radio News. Airbnb calling off all reservations next week in Washington, D.C. due to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Continuing coverage of a story I told you about earlier, with the House set to impeach President Trump, where do things stand in the Senate? Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie telling ABC's Good Morning America he's not exactly sure how this will go down in the Senate.
Given what I've heard so far, I think it's unlikely, but it's possible. You know, there's certainly a lot of discontent, as was mentioned earlier in your report, in the Republican Party, and a lot of upset over the conduct that's happened over the last 9 weeks, really. We're now talking about since Election Day. And so, you know, you can never, I'll put it this way, I wouldn't bet it one way or the other, but if you ask me to make a prediction, I would say it's less likely than likely.
Chris Christie, Kate Shaw, Dan Hibbs, thanks very much. I'll be anchoring our coverage of the House.
USA Radio News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thanks for joining us again. Please bring your questions at Dr. Dahlia on Twitter or Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, or email at drdahlia.com. So a lot of parents are freaking out because of what happened in California, where I believe it was Governor Newsom or it was the California Health Department, I have to find out, I have to double check that, had suggested if the kids want to go back to school, they're going to have to be vaccinated first. And I remember watching this on social media. People are like, "Ooh, yay! Yep, vaccinate the kids. Yay! Absolutely. Well, you know, all right, yay, kids are going to go back to school. It's about time. Hallelujah." Well, many parents are a little freaked out because they were told this whole time that the vaccine wasn't tested on kids. So one of my listeners is like, "How do we vaccinate the kids for COVID when the clinical trials for Pfizer and Moderna didn't include 4-year-olds or 6-year-olds or 12-year-olds. One of them is approved for 16 on up. The other is only approved for 18 on up. I believe the Moderna is only for adults and the Pfizer vaccine is only allowed for 16 years old on up. I need to double check which one is which, but I believe Moderna is adult only. Pfizer is 16 on up. They have to double check that. So if 7-year-olds weren't included in the study, parents of 7-year-olds are like, can we pass? See, that's the thing. This is why people are very, very frustrated with government and why they're very, very frustrated with doctors and frustrated with public officials, because the population wants to think that we are putting little Johnny or little Susie and their health first. And especially when you're a parent, you know, I got Stone and Brock. And if I hear our governor or a public official make an announcement, I think it's because they are trying to put the best, trying to do everything possible to protect my little baby Stony Tushy and my little baby Brocky Boo. Right? But you start to come to realize that these policies have nothing to do with your little baby eggs. Right? These policies have to do with other missions. Other goals, right? Other motives. And so we want kids to go back to school. The American Academy of Pediatrics has spoken out saying kids need to be around school. A lot of parents are like, my kids aren't learning jack diddly squat. I'm tired of seeing them in their underwear. They need to go back to school. Teachers are even saying, look, we can't teach them like this. They need to go back to school. But then if a public official says, all right, you know, we'll let the kids go back to school, but they all have to roll up their sleeves and they all have to get the shot. Did anybody kind of stop to think that some of the parents are going to be like, wait a second here. You just told us kids can't get the vaccines because it hasn't been approved in kids. And the FDA hasn't approved it and it hasn't been studied in kids. So, Johnny, roll that sleeve back down and you wait. Okay, remember, for anything to happen in America, right, there has to be some sort of a consensus. I mean, look at what we're going through now with half the country split on what happened with the election. All right, when, you know, America doesn't agree, and I'm not saying we all have to be clones and, you know, we all have to be, you know, yes, sir, or whatever, but, you know, when you have not everybody on board and everybody kind of scratching their head on really what happened, what? You're kidding me. Then it starts to hurt any public health effort. So public health officials need everybody on board. They need everybody on board with this vaccine. They need to know that we're all going to roll up our sleeves, get the vaccine, so that we're all immune to COVID. We could harbor some sort of herd immunity, such that those who can't get the vaccine, those who can't be exposed, I guess, to the, you know, Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine or later AstraZeneca or Johnson & Johnson or Novio vaccine, those in the herd that are vaccinated or immune can then protect the ones on the inside. Well, it's going to be hard to do herd immunity without kids being vaccinated or kids having immunity. But you can't convince a state of parents, and I live in Nevada, so Nevada parallels a lot of what happens in California. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of other states are like, well, Governor Newsom is going to vaccinate all the kids before they go to school. We'll do it too. And you have parents going, excuse me. Right? Can we see safety data on kids? Now, my kids are 18 and 20. And they're still my little baby tushies. Oh, look, I'm getting tushies. Okay, they're still my little baby boys, but technically, they're in the age group. So when it's their time to get the vaccine, they'll get it. You know, I've already spoken to them about it. I mean, I told them, if you guys are worried, if you're scared, you don't have to. But they're like, no, we'll get it because, you know, we're tired of this. And, you know, we trust it. You know, and they trust me. And, you know, if I say, look, overall, I think it's safe. You know, it does scare me that, you know, they're evaluating a doctor death and I see some of the things online and all that. But for the most part, the average person is doing very well and, you know, so far so good. I don't know how immune they are, but I'm optimistic. So, yes, me and my family are going to get the vaccine. But if it hasn't been studied in kids, are public officials ready to make these massive, these just gross statements? Now, also, public officials need to be careful not to get caught in a trap. Look, remember, there's traps. Democrats are getting trapped. Republicans are getting trapped. So public officials have to be careful. So when you have a reporter or somebody pushing, you're keeping the kids out of school, you're keeping the kids out of school, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And they defensively go, okay, fine, everybody gets to go to school when they're vaccinated. They just fell into a trap. Okay? You know, you don't want to make some sort of policy without having science behind it and without, you know, letting parents and you know, community members know that you're putting little Johnny first. So you start to lose people. Now, you know, California, they got bigger problems than, you know, what's happening with the schools. I mean, they got, you know, oxygen shortages and, you know, their hospitals are full. And we're hearing it's leveling off a little bit, but they have a lot of tests, I guess, with false. I guess they had to recall a whole bunch of tests because there were false negatives. So it's been one cluster after another. And I love California. I'm from California, you know, so I'm still a Californian. Right? So not a Valley girl. I hate that term, but I was born there. I've lived there for some time. I really like California. I don't want to see the state fall. But you need to be very, very careful when you start making these gross statements, these just outward, okay, guys, then this is what we're doing. Because then you need to backpedal. And unfortunately, we saw this with the mask controversy. Guys, no, the masks don't work. Don't wear the masks. Okay, we need them for the healthcare officials, healthcare providers. I would have rather last February, March, the government be honest and say, "Look, guys, we like masks, but we don't have enough. So please, don't all panic and buy masks. We need them for the healthcare providers." But problem is you see how people act with toilet paper. So in order to stop a shortage of masks, they told the public that masks weren't going to work. Then all of a sudden they did a change, and not only did they do the change, you go, not only, you know, do masks work, but now your mandate is to wear the mask. Now, scientists have a right to change their minds, but I think a lot of us are like, okay, wait a second, you're just playing this, you know, to kind of, you know, for your own motives or for your own agenda. And now we're all in masks. And I'm okay with the masks. I don't think masks are 100%. I really like the N95 respirators, but you know what? If our public officials want to wear the masks, I'm not going to fight it. All right, we're going to pick and choose our battles. I'd rather fight the closures that we're doing. But I want our kids back to school. So how do we get our kids back to school? Well, I don't think we should vaccinate kids with a vaccine that hasn't been tested in kids. All right, I think we need to immediately do tests and see the efficacy of kids. All right, if we think there's good safety data, then all right. We think it's safe, let's say, in 16-year-olds with the Pfizer vaccine, then maybe we'll do 15-year-olds next. Maybe we'll do 14-year-olds, because we don't want anybody being a guinea pig, you know? But we're going to talk more about how to get our kids back to school. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So yesterday we were told that if you want to come to the United States, you are going to have to present a negative COVID-19 test starting January 26th. And we knew this was coming. So all air passengers who are over 2 years old, including U.S. citizens, need to have proof of a negative COVID test within the 3 days before their flight into their country, according to the U.S. CDC. Said the statement, the CDC also recommended a follow-up test 3 to 5 days later, and a 7-day post-travel quarantine for passengers entering the U.S. Now, for some of you, you're thinking, okay, well, I don't go out of the country, so that's all fine and dandy. I don't know if this, I don't really have any trips planned. I had wanted to, actually we do. We're supposed to do a fishing boating trip in the British Virgin Islands. I'm not very good with where my husband's wanting us to go. It actually wasn't very expensive. When all the travel dropped, my husband's like, we could rent a boat. You know, it's a lot cheaper than hotels. And then take the boat from island to island. And then we could, you know, snorkel, scuba dive, fish. And then we come back through New York. Now, so if we go, I don't know, I'm not really good with taking time off, you know, so part of me is thinking, you know what, I really need to work. I haven't been able to take a day off in a year and a half, you know, so to take 9 days off, that's going to be kind of tricky, but I don't know. So I'm still hemming and hawing, but what that would mean is I would have to make sure that I found a place on one of those islands to get tested. And if I couldn't get tested, or there was a line, or they were out of tests, I would be out of luck and I couldn't get back to my own country. That's a problem. When I need to get home and I need to work, I need to work. And I already kind of told my husband, I go, I don't know if I'm 100% with going in May because there's just too much going on. I don't think I could be away that long. And I can't take any risk of not being able to come back to work. And then on top of that, to have a quarantine. All right, you know, a lot of us when we travel, I told you guys this, you know, come Christmas time. You know, luckily the rules didn't change during Christmas time or Christmas break, but if you couldn't go back to work the day you got back, I don't know about you all, but for me, when I vacation, I try to come back a day early so I could decompress. A lot of us need to decompress after, you know, dealing with, I don't know, the family and the kids and the travel and the jet lag. So, you know, I don't like to come back into town right before work, but many times I've had to because I don't take a day off. So, you know, I would even see patients on Saturdays and on Sunday do paperwork. So if I'm coming back on a Sunday and I'm going to come into work on Monday, I need to work. Also, I need to pay for the trip we just took. So if you have to go into a quarantine, a 7-day post-travel quarantine, not good. So for those of you who, you know, got, you know, great discounts on trips and all that, keep in mind your boss might not be able to let you come back. And also keep in mind you might not be able to get a test. So I forget the news outlet in Hawaii. They interviewed me a few months back because in Hawaii they said you couldn't come back to the mainland, couldn't come back, you know, citizens of Hawaii, if you didn't get a COVID test. Well, the problem is COVID tests were in short supply. So then where do you stay? Who pays for it? So people coming to Vegas, if they were in Vegas, yeah, they get to stay in Vegas longer, but now what do? Who pays for your hotel? You have to pay for your hotel. You have to wait to get a test. Now, luckily, you could still get tests in Vegas, but I'm licensed in multiple states, and I'm seeing in multiple states, people are like, nope, they closed up that testing facility. Nope, I can't get tested. They're telling me to just stay home. So what will this do? Should we show proof that somebody is negative for COVID? Well, you know, doesn't hurt. I like the saying, well, you know, if it doesn't hurt, yeah, why not? But, you know, we do need to kind of think this one through. Personally, from a epidemiologic standpoint, a public health standpoint, if you stop people flying into the United States with COVID, you are going to slow the influx of COVID and mutant strains. They are 1,000% correct with that. And I think a lot of public health officials and doctors will agree and say, yep, I agree. We are going to, you know, prevent hopefully the South African strain, which we don't know if the vaccines are going to work. We'll stop this highly contagious UK strain more from coming over. If a new strain in Japan has been identified, which has already been suggested, we can hopefully stop that. And then all we have to do is deal with these two new U.S. strains that we're dealing with. All right, great. But the problem is I'm not seeing a lot of accuracy with these tests. Now, I'm very challenged in terms of what access I have to, you know, these COVID tests, because my patients, a majority of them are telemedicine. So when I say you need to go get a test, I don't know how many of them do. When I ask the health department to reach out to them to set up a test, I don't know what happens after that. So I don't know how many people are actually getting tested. But what I am seeing are people calling in having, you know, spitting image symptoms of COVID. You know, the coughing, the having had the body aches, the low-grade fever, not the big nasty flu-type fever, but the low-grade fever, some runny nose, ear pain. We're starting to see ear pain, some weird rashes. You know, no, I was COVID negative. Now, they could also be lying. Remember, people don't want to miss work. So they tell their telemedicine doctor, I'm COVID negative. Well, I want to believe you. You know, maybe you did take a COVID test, but I'm still supposed to tell you to isolate. I can't do anything. I can't force it, and I don't want to, you know, force anybody, but I'm still supposed to make that recommendation. But, you know, there's people that are COVID negative, they finally take a test and they're COVID positive. Or you have family members where two are COVID negative and one is COVID positive, and they all had the same symptoms. Now, coronavirus is a huge family of viruses. It could just be that two other family members didn't get the COVID-19 virus. But I find it really, really hard to believe when you have multiple family members have identical symptoms and only one of them is positive for COVID. So our tests stink. So you're telling me that you are going to now force and spend money on forcing everybody to get negative COVID tests. You're going to trust COVID tests from other foreign countries. What sort of, what sort of FDA approved process, what sort of regulation is being done on these tests? You know, these are things we need to kind of think about. Now, so again, this is starting from January 26th. It's going to be mandatory for air passengers who are over 2 years old. If you have a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old that does not like getting something shoved up their nose, too bad. According to CDC, the kids are going to have to get tested. And mind you, kids can carry the virus. But you need to have proof of negative COVID-19 tests. Now, I know many people are thinking, well, how do I get bootleg? No, do not be getting bootleg. Remember a couple people got arrested in a country because they had bootleg negative COVID testing? Remember? So, yeah, I want to start doing, I know, you can already see people go, cha-ching, I'm going to make some money. No, don't, okay? We need you guys honest. But, you know, yeah, so you're coming back to the United States. Doesn't matter if you're a U.S. citizen. You won't be able to come home. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.